Once again, weather brought to you by our good friends at Lamb Air, and good morning, everyone. Time now for the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. I want to thank you very much for joining us. We ask that you hold your phone calls at least until after the top of the hour news. The phone number, though, if you'd like to jot it down, is 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to our guest. Just briefly, a programming note coming up next week. We expect we are scheduled to have the county commissioners returning to the studios of KAJO. In the meantime, from county staff today. Let's see if I've got this right. Is it the recreation director?
You got it right.
I did get it right.
Yes,
for the,
you did.
That first time. All right.
Absolutely.
So that includes parks, and I guess the fair is coming up too soon. Yeah. Tamara Martin, welcome to the microphones of KJO.
Thank you. So glad to be here. Yep, we are just 2 weeks away from the county fair.
Lots new this year.
Yeah, we just have been planning like crazy, just trying to bring in some new things, get the community excited about what we got going on. But it's going to sneak up on people because
now, it's earlier this year. That's part of the new part.
That is part of the new part. And so we officially moved to the first weekend in August, which means our fair is kicking off July 30th.
July 30th. That's this month.
That is 2 weeks away.
2 weeks away. Are you ready?
Yes, of course I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Silly question, right?
Yeah, no, we are. You know, we have a really great team of staff and volunteers, and they are just so focused on putting together a great event for the community. And so we're kind of at the back part where, you know, there's a lot of work being done, but we know what we're doing. And so we feel good about what we've put together this year.
So right now, everything is planned and in place, ready for execution. And quote, it's the execution that's coming up.
Yeah. So that's exactly what's happening. We've started our fair prep. That's all really kicked off this week. And that's just really about the grounds and, you know, power washing all the buildings. And, you know, we got the bunting up and the flags and the signs. And so just getting to the grounds to a place where when people come, they can see that we've been working hard on not just the fair, but the grounds themselves.
All right. Well, no question about that. Is there anything else you need help with right now? Do you use volunteers out there?
Oh, man, yeah, we use volunteers. Yeah, they're amazing. We couldn't do it without our volunteers.
Do you need more?
Always. Oh, really, okay. We love it when people engage. And so it's really about, you know, if you have a passion for vegetables or growing or art or whatever your passion and skill may be, or you just kind of want to be involved. We love to have people like that because it really is what separates a fair from a festival or really most other events is a fair is a celebration of our community.
It's our county fair.
It is. Yeah. It's us. You know, it's our citizens that are entering their projects and entering their art and entering all of the things that they've done throughout the year. It's, you know, a lot of local businesses. It is our community that's coming together to celebrate. And so the more people that we can get engaged and invested in the fair, honestly, the better the fair is.
All right. If I want to volunteer right now, how do I go about it?
Yeah, the easiest way to do it is you can go fill out a volunteer form online, JosephineCountyFairgrounds.com. It's under the Get Involved tab. Or you can call the fair office and we'll take your information and let you know how you can get started.
All right. And that number real quickly?
541-476-3215.
All right. We'll probably hit that one a couple more times if people want to get their notepads ready and write it down. That's coming your way.
They might have it memorized by the end.
All right. Okay. So we're talking about the volunteers.
Yeah.
Last-minute preparations right now, anything posing a significant situation for you or you're planning for or
It's really the unknowns, you know, those are the things that we can't control. The weather, of course, you know, it's always hot, but we don't want it to be crazy hot. You know, we want the smoke to not be interfering in people's fun. And, you know, we're just really...
Made a call. The smoke's not going to be here.
I appreciate that.
I called
that. Yeah. I think I lost my my cognac numbers. Yeah. So we're just, you know, it's all about what we can't control at this point and making sure that, you know, we put something together that the community can be proud of.
All right. We've talked about lots of new this year at the fair. So And of course, the dates coming up July 30th.
July 30th.
July 30th. It begins, folks, so mark that on your calendar.
Yes.
All right. What else is new at the fair? What can I expect this year?
Yeah. So this year, we actually brought in Challenge of Champions bull riding event.
Oh.
Yep. So that is going to be new. They're going to be kicking off our fair on Wednesday night. And so.
That's in the covered building. That's in the covered arena.
That's in the covered arena.
Ooh.
And
bull riding. That's exciting. That's, okay.
Go. And if you haven't been in the arena for a while, you'll notice definitely some differences. We've been working on the arena. We had some incredible company, Saxon Painting, came in and donated their time, and PPG donated paint, and they repainted all of the bleachers for us.
Oh, kudos.
Arena. Yep. So it was fantastic. We redid the restrooms in there. And so we're really just, you know, it's going to be a really neat event to kind of get the community back in there. But Wednesday night, bull riding. So if you love the dirt, the crazy cowboys, the adrenaline, all of those things.
The biggest rodeo event ever is bull riding.
It is bull riding. And this event is all about bull riding.
All right. That's Wednesday night. What time?
Starts at 7.
Starts at 7. All right. Admission. The admission to the fair is free.
Correct. The admission to the fair is free. So our headline events, some of them are ticketed events. And the bull riding is a ticketed event. They start at $20. So there's some variations. Definitely check our website. You know, what ages are in free and all of those things. So take a look at that. So we're really excited about that. And then the other thing that we're really excited about this year is on Saturday night, we are bringing in flat track arena motocross racing.
Ooh.
Yay.
Okay.
Supermoto is what that's called. And this flat track arena racing is kind of a big thing that's been taking
off. Now, that'll
be
in the arena also. There'll be a little manicuring going inside.
Yep, yep. And so that will be Saturday night. Saturday night is a ticketed event, and I'm drawing a blank right now what that ticket price is. I'll look real quick. And then Sunday, we're also going to be doing it. So the difference is Saturday night is going to be their pro race. And so that's when they bring in all these riders, they're competing, they're winning money. And so it's definitely going to be really exciting. Sunday at 2:00 is going to be a free event, and it's amateur riders and kids. And so it's really an opportunity.
It's flat tracking.
And flat tracking. And so an opportunity for the community to get involved and come in and race and get on the track and really kind of get involved in an exciting sport.
All right. How many people are involved in that? And particularly on the Sunday situation. Don't look at me that way. It's my job to ask questions. What kind of preparation do they need to do in order to participate in that if they're interested?
Yeah. So you really just have to sign up. So if you go to our website, you'll find the links to sign up for that. JosephineCountyFairgrounds.com.
All right. Now, that flat track racing, we know how many competitors are bringing in for the pro side?
I don't have that information. I know that's something that they're working on, but that's part of the gig. They bring the riders. They come in and they create the track, and they get ready to go. It's really impressive what they can do.
These guys are sideways all the way around the track. This is impressive racing.
It is impressive racing. It's fast. And that's what's really neat when we are looking for something that would really, again, kind of stay on that adrenaline thrill, you know, and something new. And so we're really excited to be bringing it.
All right. Bull riding and flat track racing on a motorcycle. Okay, well, you've almost outdone yourself here, but I suspect you're not done yet.
I'm not done. In fact,
there she goes again.
Let me tell you about a free event that I'm really excited about. So we are bringing in a company called Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Shows. And so what they are is really kind of a celebrate a little bit of our timber history. And it's, you know, the log running and the chopping and, you know, all the scales that they do going up and down the poles and all of those things that you would really expect to find in a lumberjack show, is gonna be right on our lawn. And they're gonna have several shows throughout the week, daily. And so I'm really excited about what they're bringing in.
I'm surprised we haven't had that before.
They're really hard to get.
Well, are they?
Yes, I have been. In fact, I have been trying to get them since I started working almost 7 years ago with the county. And this is the first time I've been able to get on their route. So they normally do the bigger, like, state fairs and larger, you know, type events if they're involved in, like, a timber festival or things like that. So I've been, I guess, just persistent enough that we finally said, okay. And so they are here. And I just think that for what a timber-rich community history that we have here, I'm really hoping that the community can get behind it.
I've got to share with you, since I first moved to Grants Pass years, decades ago, I was surprised that we didn't have a tourist attraction in terms of timber sports, just like what you're talking about here, maybe along the river somewhere, just as an ongoing summer event here.
Yes. In fact, I would love, I think the very first time I
shot. Know anybody in the county who might get that going?
I do know someone.
Pass that along.
You know, something that the very first time I actually saw a show like this was actually up in Alaska. And I was just floored. I mean, it was just so fun and engaging and it was funny, but it was really looking at, I mean, they're athletes. They're very talented at what they're doing. And so it's just going to be, I think, a lot of fun, and I'm really excited to be able to get them here.
All right. Now, that's happening when? And it costs nothing. Is
it
every
costs
day?
Nothing. No, it's every day. So there are specific times that will be happening every day right on the lawn.
Oh, gracious. We're finding out more and more about the Josephine County Fair. Really going to have a new look this year. Lots of new things there. And we're going to continue with the director, Tamara Martin, right after this important message.
This summer, make your smile.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. Tamara Martin, the fair director and recreation director for Josephine County, has joined us. We're talking, of course, about the Josephine County Fair and lots of new this year. And we've hit a couple of new things. First of all, once again, it's happening early this year, July 30th, first day of the fair. And we've talked about, well, bull riding and flat track motorcycle racing, both exciting events. And, of course, the lumberjack show that's going to be going on down the Midway, right?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Who didn't turn your microphone on?
Oh, no, I'm back. that's going to be right on the lawn, right down the Midway. And so, you know, we haven't stopped there. In fact, one of the things that I'm really excited about, we have a new carnival this year. And, you know, the carnival, what just was not big enough that we had before to serve our community and the expectations. And so we're really excited about that. Midway of Fun. They're new to our area. They're out of California. And carnival companies are actually really hard to find. And so that was also a big kind of part of us moving, is trying to accommodate to get a new carnival in. But we also wanted off the same weekend as our neighbors up in Douglas County. And so that was a big kind of motivator. We had kind of both shifted at the same time and somehow we're just landing on that same weekend. And that's a lot of options. And, you know, it was really kind of some feedback that I had received was like, hey, don't make us choose. So we're really excited to be pushing that up. And
yeah, I know
happen.
A lot of people will go north to that Douglas County Fair, but they don't need to anymore because of ours here.
No, exactly.
All right. What's the new carnival going to look like? Is it going to be same space? Do you know what kind of attractions they're bringing in?
Yeah. So they have different rides. You know, they actually have a website where they kind of go through. They have a variety of the larger thrill rides, the kids rides. And, you know, because they haven't been in our fairgrounds yet, I'm not really sure how they're going to lay that out. And so it'll be in the general same areas, but how they lay that out from kids and all of those fun things is yet to be seen.
Yet to be seen. When did they begin arriving?
They started arriving Sunday night late. And so we'll probably start seeing the rides in the parking lot Monday. That would be the 28th.
That's when they start building here.
Start building.
And that's when the excitement really starts to build.
It's funny because as much as we do to advertise and to get the information out, as soon as that first ride goes up, people go, what, the fair's here?
Oh, yeah, already? Oh, boy.
Wait, what? Okay. So, yeah. So we're excited about that. I think that is going to be a real bonus. And that is also some feedback that I was getting from the community, is that they wanted to see a larger carnival company come through.
All right. Good job. Kudos to you and your staff for that. Now, of course, that's all the new stuff we've got, right? That's everything.
Well,
did you just laugh at me?
I kind of did.
You know?
Those I would say, you know, are kind of like the big things, but there are still a couple of other things.
I was going to say there's some other big things coming too, right?
Yep. So the biggest and probably something that is really important that I talk about is actually our youth livestock auction. That traditionally has been on Saturday mornings, and that is actually going to be Friday night.
Friday night. Okay.
Friday night. And so we are moving it Friday night. We're super excited about it. We've got a phenomenal auctioneer back. We have, more kids that have enrolled in registered for that auction than in several years. And so we're really excited about the auction. Really, anybody can be a bidder. This is not somebody that only businesses can participate in. If you are interested and want to fill your freezer, you can absolutely do that. Maybe grab a neighbor and you guys can split it. But it's a really great way to, one, get involved with the community. All of these kids have worked really hard and they take excellent care of their animals. And so you're getting the quality meat, which is...
They're well-fed, well-cared for.
Yeah.
This is prime beef or prime pork or...
What? Yeah, exactly. So we're really excited about it and, you know, just really want to kind of be talking about that a lot, is that that auction is now Friday evening.
Friday evening. Start time?
So 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that'll move it out of Saturday morning. Was there a reason for that change?
They had several things that, that had been talked about, kind of trying to put that together. It's kind of a complex decision, but, you know, we...
Just a natural evolution?
Yeah, it is. And so there's a few reasons. And obviously, this is going to be the first year we're, you know, trying that out, and we'll listen to the community. But, it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Okay, well, with all that, of course, you're not going to have any entertainment, right?
Well.
I get laughed at again. Come.
You know, I know you know. So we do. In fact, we have our big headlining concert this year. We are bringing in Rodney Atkins, who was extremely popular in the early 2000s. He did some great songs like These Are My People and Farmer's Daughter and... Take a Back Road, if you listen to country music at all. And we also, opening for him is Ned Ledoux. And
a couple of great names in country music.
Absolutely. Ned is Chris Ledoux's son. He, of course, is a country legend. And he had played at our county fair. And so that's been really fun, because people that were at that Chris Ledoux concert are just so excited about the opportunity to see his son and watch that legacy continue.
All right. And when is that?
That is Thursday night, the 31st.
That'll be Thursday night. All right. Once again, the admission to the fair is free. What about the show?
The show, the tickets start at $30 mm-hmm. for general admission. We are sold out for VIP right now. But really, our grandstands, there's not a bad seat. Like, you're not being obstruction by anything. It is just an amazing view into that stage. And so, don't be discouraged. The grandstands are phenomenal seats to sit in. And there are some chances to win some VIPs over on your sister station, KRRN. So,
what was it? I can't spell that. Was that again?
You have some chances to win for the VIP tickets on your sister station.
Our next door neighbor, KRRN.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Golly, is that everything? Huh?
No, so we're done? I got one more thing I want to chat about.
One more thing.
Well, maybe two.
Bet me on that.
So new this year, I want to talk a little bit. We have a nonprofit organization called Friends of the Fairgrounds, and they are a year-round fundraising effort that they do phenomenal work for us at the fairgrounds. When you go through, you know, they help fund so many repairs on the fairgrounds, as well as heating and air conditioning units. And this last fiscal year, they donated over $40,000 to help us, and specifically, you know, reinvesting back into the fairgrounds. And they do it through bingo. They have games that they play year round on Wednesdays and Sundays at the fairgrounds. And they are actually coming to the fair this year, and they are going to be offering bingo games every day.
Every day at the fair.
Every day at the fair.
And times?
In our art building. So during the week, it's going to be 4 to 8. Now, let me tell you, it's air conditioned in that building.
Ooh, okay, good.
Just going to throw that out just there.
All right, see how you are?
I am. Oh. But that is just one. It's a phenomenal. It's a lot of fun. These are real bingo games. DOJ sanctioned. You know, there's some age requirements as far as winning money, things like that. But they're going to also have some prizes and some other things going on. But if you like bingo, or if you've never played and like, well, I'll go check it out and see. It's not the bingo that your grandmothers used to play. They like, this is digital. This is computerized. This is phenomenal. And it's, they're fast games and a lot of fun. So would just like encourage people to.
All right.
So
that's happening, and that's put on by the Friends of the Fairground.
Yep.
And all of the proceeds go back into the fairgrounds.
Yes.
And that brings us to another question here, or at least a statement here, because the fairgrounds gets no funds from the Josephine County General Fund at all. It is completely self-funded.
Tip
of the hat to the manager, whoever that may be.
It is an ongoing challenge of funding for the fairgrounds. A lot of communities have found other ways to help support their fairgrounds through local, you know, transient taxes, or taxing districts, or, you know, tourism. It's all of those different ways to kind of help keep the fairgrounds growing. Our community has not. And so the money that we make off the fair, the money that we make throughout the year off of our events, that's what we have to reinvest back into the fairgrounds. And so this is an ongoing challenge that I think was my first goal coming in, was to stabilize funding for the fairgrounds. I don't know that I've achieved that yet, but we are trying. And, you know, there's a lot of really promising things happening.
All right. Well, promising thing. Have we covered all the new stuff that is happening at the fair this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'll look. I'll look at my notes.
All right. So with lots of new stuff, of course, there's the ongoing things. How do I find out the entry fees, and if I want to introduce my strawberry pie?
Yes,
what
please
do I do? Or my photographs, what do I need to do, and how do I find out?
So all of that's happening right now. All of those different departments, those are the exhibitors. And again, that's the participation from the community, right? Bringing in your jams, bringing in your flowers. Those you can register online now. JosephineCountyFairgrounds.com, enter the fair. All of the exhibitor guides, all of the rules, all of the different things and variations of what you could possibly be interested in. And new this year is tablescaping. So that's kind of a trend that's happening. But it really covers such a widespread of interest that you'd probably be really surprised. And it's all ages and skill levels, right? So if your kid has a Lego project, and they've tried really hard to put this together, like, we have something for them.
All right. Educate me. What is tablescaping now?
Oh, we're going tablescaping. So imagine it's like table placement. So there's a table setting, and you come in and you set the table to generally a design or some sort of theme. People get super creative. I think one recently that I saw was kind of off the Alice in Wonderland tea party table. So people can get really quirky. People can get really formal. There's a real variety of what people can do with that.
With a lot of entries on that, could that really compromise space? I would.
It might.
What kind of tables are we talking about? Is there a size that,
yeah,
that's standard?
We have, yeah, so there are round tables that we have. And so I believe those are 8 feet, maybe 6 feet. But all of that information is definitely in the guide.
Oh, all right. I've set it those tables before. Yeah, they're about right. And I know you have a lot of them. So, mm-hmm. So that's something new this year?
That is new. That is new. We've had it in the past. We're bringing it back. It's been a few years.
Oh, okay. Are there entry fees for all of those?
No. In fact, there are not entry fees. There are no charge to enter the fair. And that's really something that we want people to know, is that, you know, you're coming in. We want you here. We want to see your artwork. We want to see what you've got, what you've been working on. And really, whether you think it's good or not, the fun part is that maybe you don't think yours is that great, But then when you enter and you start seeing what everybody else is doing, one, you have the ability to learn something, maybe learn some new skills, but two, maybe realize you're better than you think.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so it's just a really fun thing to get involved in.
We're talking about the Josephine County Fair coming up July 30th, and we'll be continuing this conversation when we come back right after the news. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Welcome back to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. The phone lines are open. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Tamara Martin, today of the Josephine County Fairgrounds, the number to call is 541-472-1270. When you hear the sound of the radio coming back through your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to Tamara. Like, for instance, how do I get to the fair this year?
Okay, you've got options.
Okay,
yeah,
give me some options.
So we will be parking in our general parking lot, which is the YMCA, the former Flying Lark. That whole area behind the grandstands will be set up. The parking starts there at $10 per car. However, we do have a free shuttle, and that is coming from RCC. And it has daily hours, so take a look at those hours. But and then on Sunday, however, parking is free. So it's kind of depending on what day you want to go. But yeah, honestly, though, I mean, you can Uber these days, taxi, ride a bike, you know, any way you want to come in. We really wanted to create an opportunity that people could come in and have a really fun family experience. And that's why that gate admission is free. That's why we created the free shuttle. And that's why there's so many things that we have happening in our grounds that are free. All of our exhibit halls, absolutely. Check them out. They're air conditioned. You know, and you have the opportunity to see what's going on. We have several free shows. We have strolling acts that will go through. We have some amazing a pair of jugglers that have won all sorts of juggling awards. They're hysterical and fun. I'm so excited. I've been trying to get them for a couple of years as well. And so they're going to be here. We have our phenomenal hula hooper that was here last year. She was unbelievable. She was an absolute crowd pleaser. But we also have nightly free music on our pavilions stage. And we have some really great guests. We have Gretchen Owens. She's going to be here. We have...
That's the free stage.
And that's our free stage. And we have Trevor Hinks that's going to be here. We also have one of the concerts really excited about Saturday night. John Micah Sumrall, and he is the voice of Cutlass, which is a Christian rock band.
Oh, okay.
And he is going to be performing on our free stage Saturday night. And he is just one phenomenal human being and person and performer. And so we are so excited to be able to offer him.
You really seem excited about him.
I am. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's one thing when you start putting all this stuff together and when you really start seeing it come together and you sit down and you do this schedule and you go, oh, there's something special here. We've got some really great things happening. So, you know, that's on our free stage. We also have expanded what we call Kids Alley. And if anyone's familiar with kids entertainment in our area, Annie the Clown is the top performer for our Southern Oregon. And so we've been working with her, and we are expanding what we offer for our free kids entertainment and the face painting. And, you know, like there comes a point where, especially when they're younger, you need to kind of let them just touch everything and play and take a breath yourself. And so our Kids Alley has been expanded this year, and we're really excited to offer more things for the kids.
So the Kids Alley have spaces for grandma and grandpa and mom and dad to sit down?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
It does.
And the shade?
Yep, we've got shade, we've got seating, we've got lots of activities for the kids to get their hands dirty with. And so we're really excited about what we've been able to offer there. And then when you start going inside the buildings themselves, you're going to see really all of our buildings are focused on bringing in some hands-on opportunities for kids. For example, in our horticulture building, you know, our fruits and veggies, and we are going to be featuring some local farms from our area, which we're excited about that as well. But we've set up a kids area, you know, dig in the dirt and find little treasures. And
really?
Yeah. And so really just trying, you know, you go to the photography department, and we've set up like there's selfie stations. So the kids are going to know what I'm talking about. But selfies are a huge, huge thing. It's TikToks making your videos.
Oh, no kidding. Huh?
Yeah. And so we
not set just up, with the kids.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we set up all these wonderful themed selfie booths and people can go in and just have some fun. All the rings are set up so you can take all of your pictures and do your video if that's what you're doing. So, you know, we're trying to really create some hands-on. The art department has some really great coloring pages. They have demonstrations. Artists come in and demonstrate how to do different painting skills. And so there's just a real hands-on piece. We also have a competition, which is a lot of fun. I love this one. It is the Fair Favorite Food Cook-Off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And we have some fun with it. It's expanded over the years. We have a partner that is kind of taking this over on for us. And so they've done great things with it. But we have a fair food. This year, we're featuring the zucchini. And what you do is we have teams that come in.
Zucchini. That's a green vegetable,
that
right?
That is a green vegetable.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm listening anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And so what we do is with that, they get to come in. It's an adult and a child, elementary school age child, and they get an air fryer to cook with. So everyone's got a pantry. But then the kids get like secret ingredients, and those secret ingredients have to be incorporated into your dish.
Oh.
It gets creative. And so it is just really a lot of fun. And then the winner of that gets an air fryer that they cooked with that they get to take home as a prize, plus a really phenomenal ribbon. And so we just, you know, we really want those next generations to get their hands in it, get dirty, get involved, be engaged, see what this is all about. We had introduced last year. We are bringing it back again this year. It's called Everyday Ag. It is a scavenger hunt through the fairgrounds. And it kind of sends you into all of the different areas. But then it talks about how that agriculture, wherever you happen to be, is part of our everyday life. And so, you know, for example, if you're in the beef barn, you'll see a huge banner that will talk about how those cattle and how they are actually involved in anything else, what their byproducts are also involved in. And so it takes this idea of, oh, that's just a cow sitting there, into, no, this is something that is a part of our everyday normal life experience. You know, what does wool do? You know, and how has it kind of come back into our everyday? So there's some really neat activities. But kids can win prizes, and it's a scavenger hunt. We want it to be fun as well as educational. And so that is something that we introduced last year. We are bringing back this year, kind of expanding and playing on that a little bit. And it really has an opportunity to just, you know, have fun while you're learning.
Are there age limits to that?
Not age limits. It's really designed for younger kids. So if you're, you know.
But you can go through it with your kids?
Absolutely.
And just.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like something that.
Yeah.
Multi-generations could enjoy.
Absolutely. And even when I was reading some of the banners, because we get them all printed and we get all the stuff, and I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
All
right. Oh, wow.
But when we stop learning, we're going the other way.
Exactly. Yeah. So there is definitely some really fun ways to interact. And so that is, the Fair Board is really big on, you know, how do we preserve the history of fair, but make it relevant and make it interesting for our next generations? And so that's really what we try to thread through everything we're doing.
Oh, gracious. I'm in awe of some of the things that you've done out there. I did want to point out one thing here, because we've kind of passed over it, that free admission and the shuttle. I do have the hours here. It's on the sheet that you gave me minutes ago, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and I'm assuming that's Thursday through Saturday.
That's Wednesday through Saturday.
Wednesday through Saturday.
Yep. Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 11. Sunday, we are open from noon to 7.
From noon to 7. Will the shuttle be running at that on Sundays?
No.
No.
And it's all free parking on Sunday. So that Sunday is really designed to kind of be that last chance. Get your last carnival rides in. Get your last fair food favorite corn dog or deep fried Twinkie, whatever it is that you love so much.
A deep fried Twinkie? I've missed that one.
Have you? You have literally missed out.
I have.
Wow.
Golly.
They've deep fried.
All right. That's
anything.
On my list.
Yeah. And so whatever it is that, you know, kind of wants to bring you in, sometimes people, like there's a lady that I know, she literally comes on Sunday because the only thing she wants is something from one of our food vendors. Like, she's like, I love you, but that's really all I want. So she comes on Sunday because it's free parking. It's easy to get in, get what she wants, and she waves on her way back out. So.
I save on my diet all summer long just waiting for the fair.
Calories don't count at the fair.
That's right. Okay.
That's what I tell myself.
Can you write that down?
Yeah. I don't know if it means anything, but I can think it.
All right. You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. Once again, phone lines are open. If you have a question or comment about the fair or what's coming up here for Tamara Martin, a fair manager, by all means, give us a call at 541-472-1270. We'll take a deep breath, then be right back.
May is wildfire.
Welcome back, Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest, Tamara Martin, talking about the Josephine County Fair today, and we do have a caller online. Good morning. You're on the air. You have a question or comment for our guest today?
Yes. It sounds really, really neat, lots of activities, but I wanted to know a breakdown of the schedule. Like, for example, when the hula hoop person's going to come through and just the basic schedule of what's going on for those days.
All right.
Sure. So what we will be putting out probably honestly this week will be a daily schedule with the hours of everything coming through. And so that you can kind of plan the hours of the lumberjack shows and all of the different things. It's not, mm-hmm. I don't have that yet, but it will be coming really quickly.
And where will I find that?
You can do it from a couple of different locations, one being online at our website. And if you're not a website person, you are welcome to stop by the fair office and we'll give you a printout of it.
Does that help, ma'am?
And what is your what is your website?
It's josephinecountyfairgrounds.com.
.com.
Yep.
Okay. And so that'll be available sometime this week or?
Yeah, we'll have it up by the end of the week for sure. And so we're just really super close, just a little bit of tweaking.
Okay.
All right. So
sounds great.
Looking for anything in particular? You mentioned the hula hoop, ma'am. Anything else you're looking for specifically?
The table setting sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, so that will be happening. They'll actually come in and set that up. And so you'll be able to view all of the entries as well as who won during our regular just hours. And our exhibit halls are actually open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily.
All right. Does that answer all your questions, ma'am?
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
All right. Well, we hope we see you at the fair.
We will.
Excellent.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much for the call. All right. So ladies looking for specific times, and those will be out soon this week, the end of this week?
Yeah, we're really close. There's just a couple of little things I'm trying to nail down right now. But they will for sure be out by the end of the week.
All right. What do we need to reemphasize right now for folks right now getting ready for the fair coming up July 30th this year? It's early. Mark it on your calendar.
Yes, we need to definitely, that's the biggest thing, is that it's early. We're going to catch people off guard no matter how many times we say it. July 30th, I'm not misspeaking. So that's going to be a super important thing. But the other important thing is that if you are going to enter something into the fair, that means registration deadlines are actually all starting next week. So the 23rd drop-off starts the 25th of July.
So if I want to enter my strawberry pie, I need to get it done.
You need to
get the
done.
Entry done by next week.
Yes. So if you go on, and I want to remind people, if you're not a computer person, that's totally okay. You're welcome to come to the office. We are actually in a new location. We're at 215 Ringette. But if you come into our office, we will literally sit down and walk you through it or do it for you. Like, we don't want the computer to scare people off. We are happy to work with you. We actually, we're waiting for you to come. So don't think you're bothering anybody. So that's kind of the biggest thing, is just keep an eye on those deadlines. They're going to sneak up on you. And then really just, you know, come. Come see what we're about. If you have not been to the fair in 10, 15 years, it's different, you know, come and, but there's still that feeling of nostalgia and come see what we're up to. And we want to show off the work that we've done in the fairgrounds. And we want you to see that we're doing, you know, our part and really trying to take care of this landmark that's nearly 100 years old.
What I always find at the fair is I meet friends I haven't seen since the last time I was at the fair.
Yeah.
And it's a great reunion, and it's always at a place that's relaxed and a place where having, you can sit down and have a meal together if you want. It's,
absolutely.
It's a great place to reunite.
Absolutely.
Both with the county and old friends.
Yeah. And, you know, it's some fun stories. You know, I love doing the shuttles at the end of the fair. People always give me their honest feedback of how they spent their day and what I need to work on.
So you're driving some of the shuttles?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I love to. I'm always running around. So
right. we mentioned volunteers earlier, and if you need more volunteers right now, this would be the time to do that.
Yes, please.
And how do I reach out?
Yeah, so again, you can go online and just enter directly right online, josephinecountyfairgrounds.com under the Get Involved tab, or just give us a call at the office, and we will get you all set up.
And again, that number?
541-476-3215.
What was that again?
541-476-3215.
In radio, we say you need to do it three times.
541-476-3215.
The strange looks I get when I do that to people. At any rate.
Happy to be here.
Oh, well, we're always glad to have you and talk about the fair because it has really become a vital part of this community.
Yeah.
And it's a free admission. It's nothing to get into the fair. Parking, you can ride it. Is there any charge for the shuttle?
No, the shuttle is free, and that's from RCC, and but definitely watch for the daily hours of that shuttle. It's a school bus. However, we have partnered with our local transit, Josephine County Transit, so if you need a ride or you need a little extra help, you can call and make arrangements with them.
Josephine County Transit?
Yes.
Because they do have a shuttle service for handicap situations.
Yep.
You want to come to the fair and get it done.
And they also run a bus directly to the fair as well. So there's that option. And then if you want to park on site, the parking does start at $10, and it goes, to the Kiwanis Pacific Northwest. That's where those profits are going there. And so there's some really fun things that are kind of happening all around. But most importantly, just know that it's coming up early. We have lots of air conditioning in all of our buildings. So don't let the heat scare you, and just kind of come and see what got going on.
But we've covered an awful lot here about the fair. Have we missed anything at all?
I don't think that we've missed anything. Just want to reiterate, Friday night is at Youth Livestock Auction. And
that's new. That's a different time this year.
A different time. So keep that in mind.
All right. We have another phone call coming in. Let's say, because we have a break right here. Do you have a question? Good morning. I have a question or comment for our guest. You're on the air.
Well, hi. I called a little bit ago about the schedule, but what I wanted to know is, taking the shuttle, is it just from RCC? Because I live over in Merlin, and would it be like if I drove, I'd pay $10 for each day if I wanted to go multiple days for parking?
Yeah, so the parking is $10 per day, so that would be if you wanted to park on site. And for the RCC shuttle, that is the one location. However, if you wanted to jump on the Josephine County Transit, there's some great parking right by their new transit hub, and you could take a Josephine County bus, but you'll want to watch their schedules as well.
All right. The parking in those areas are free but limited. Be sure you know where you're parking, and the bus is...
And the bus schedule,
Is a lot more nominal fee than the $10.
Mm-hmm,
so if you're coming from Merlin, that would be the way to do it.
Yeah.
Does that help? Transit.
Yeah, if you go to the Josephine County Transit, there you'll know kind of what their bus schedules are. You're just going to want to keep an eye because of what their times are will be different necessarily than what our fare. Whereas our fare shuttle runs the full hours of our evening events so that we can make sure we can get everyone back to RCC. They do close earlier. The Josephine County Transit does.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
That help you, ma'am?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Good. We'll get her to the fair yet, won't we?
I know. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. And that's something that we haven't talked about yet is Josephine County Transit dropping off right at the front gate at the fair there.
Yeah.
And so any of the bus stops there that's going to the fair, you can check their schedule online also.
Absolutely. So there's definitely lots of different options, you know, and like I said, you know, taxis and Ubers, they're dropping you off at the front gate. You know, that's kind of an easy gig right there as well. So, you know, carpooling with your friends, all of those things make a difference. And, you know, whatever you got to do, we'd love to have you.
Now, if I was looking for the fair office and you threw me a curve there.
I did.
You said that the office has moved. It's not no longer by the front gate.
Yes. And so our year-round office has moved. Now, we haven't really talked a lot about it, but fairgrounds and parks are one. We are the recreation department. And so we have merged our staff completely now. And we are located at 215 Ringette. So now fair week, we will be in our old fair office. But if you're looking for us before that, you need to come to our new location.
All right. We're about to the end right here. All right. We've talked about the phone number to call. We've established that several times.
Yes.
We've talked about the shuttle going from 11 to 11 from RCC. And
those are fair hours. The shuttle hours are a little different. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to want to look those up online.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else that people need to know?
Yeah. Just if you have questions, we're happy to help. Right. If you're confused by any of the information or you want a little bit more information, don't hesitate to give us a call. We want to answer your questions. We want you to come to the fair. We want you to feel like you're well prepared. So there are some ticketed events, which are those evenings, the bull riding, the concert, the flat track. You know, so there are some ticketed, but there is so much that you can do for free with your family. And so please come and see what we're all about.
We're on our way. Tamara, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Last shot. One more. Anything else?
JosephineCountyFairgrounds.com. Don't get your tickets anywhere else. People upcharge. So JosephineCountyFairgrounds.com is where you get your tickets.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll all see you there. See you at the fair, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio.